Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Fitzmaurice. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to third. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Shaw scores. One out. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Voss moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and has Voss trapped. There's the throw to Schall, who throws to Patek, who tags Voss for the out. Matchick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matchick. The throw from May and he is out, Schall applying the tag. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fitzmaurice. Rodriguez moves to third. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzmaurice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Shall reaches second base with a double. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noop for the out. Shall moves to third. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Alfitz Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from May and he is safe. May steals second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Voss goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 4, Brewers, 4. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Amos Otis. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins tags and scores. Piniella tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Royals. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Piniella trying to get to third. Heisa throws to Matchick who tags Piniella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing center field. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella throws the ball into Noop, who tags Cardenal, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to second. Jim York now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Clemens now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. Harper moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Roberto Peña now playing shortstop. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-4 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Bill Voss. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Tommy Macek. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing right field. Dick Schofield now playing third base. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to third. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-4 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Theobald moves to second. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.